7:48, Friday morning. Hey, it's another beautiful day in the neighborhood, James.
Yeah, it's warm. It's uncharacteristically warm. I'm assuming we broke the record yesterday?
We did.
Easily?
Yeah, we shattered it. 72 yesterday. The old record was 61 back in 1947. So
yeah, it broke that like it was nothing.
Yeah. Yeah, we blew by that. No problem whatsoever. Yeah. So it's going to be 63 all weekend.
All right.
Yeah. So there we go. Looking at the date book today. Mike Farrell, MASH fame, and other shows and movies and such. He's 87 today. Newsman Tom Brokaw is 86 today. And Axl Rose, Guns N' Roses fame, is 64 today. 1971, James, Alan Shepard, first person, hit a golf ball on the moon.
Yeah. Golf club's still up there.
As well as the golf ball.
As well, I mean, I guess it's still probably on the moon, but it's a long ways away.
Long ways, yes. Or else it's still traveling in space. I don't know which.
I think the gravity is enough that it held it on the surface.
Did it hold it on the surface?
I wrote about a long time ago. I used to do that, the Saturday Morning Sports Report.
Yeah.
And I would do it on this day in history, and I'm assuming I did one for this day.
Yeah.
And I wrote about on this day in sports history, and I wrote about this event. I wrote about Alan Shepard hitting a golf ball on the moon.
Yep.
And he left the golf club up there. He had to, it's not like a normal golf club. It was a golf club that was built in like sections so that he could hide it when he was putting it on.
Yeah.
On the actual capsule.
They did not know he had it on.
Yeah. He had to hide it when he was getting on the capsule. Yeah. And then basically he had to take it out and then put it together when he was on the moon.
Way cool. Like it. Bubblegum day today. Bubblegum.
Love bubblegum.
I know.
Who doesn't? You know?
Right.
Don't swallow it, though.
You want some bubblegum trivia?
Sure.
Primary base of modern bubblegum is made from synthetic rubbers, which provide its characteristic elasticity.
Gross.
Right. Yeah, you're chewing on
That's gross.
You're chewing on tire. It was accidentally invented by an accountant named Walter Dimer in 1928 while he was experimenting with new gum recipes. He worked for a chewing gum company as the accountant and created a formula that was less sticky and more stretchable than regular chewing gum. Wow, the accountant comes from behind the desk and said, let's try this. I like it. The main difference between bubble gum and regular gum is that bubble gum contains those high levels of polymers or waxes to allow for the bubble formation.
Yep.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Double Bubble was the first brand name under which Dimer's new invention was commercially marketed to the public. And the name was chosen to highlight the product's unique ability to create bubbles, a feat that previously Blibber Blubber, that was the name of it, formula failed to achieve. Blibber
what
Blubber.
A weird name.
Yeah, I know, right? There you go. A little bubblegum trivia for today. Didn't know that. Frozen yogurt day. Yeah, I like frozen yogurt.
I don't
eat it very often.
I don't eat it very often either, but I do enjoy it.
Yeah. Pay a compliment day, James.
Sure.
All right.
Why not?
Wear red day.
Ooh. Hey, I'm wearing red.
Are you wearing red?
I didn't get the memo.
Yeah. All right. Well, then you're in. Tomorrow, Saturday, Garth Brooks, 64. NBA Hall of Famer Steve Nash, 52.
Yeah.
It is, Fettuccine Alfredo Day. Like it.
I can't do fettuccine. It's too filling. I eat fettuccine Alfredo. I'm going to sleep.
Oh, yeah. I know, right?
It's too much.
Yeah. Ice cream for breakfast day. Hey.
Sure. Why not?
Probably got about as much sugar as some of those things you eat for breakfast, right? Patty melt day. I like a good patty melt.
I'll be honest with you. I don't know if I've ever had a patty melt.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. That surprises me.
I'm pretty confident I've never had a patty melt, actually. Yeah.
Wow.
It's not a...
James.
When I think of like hamburger.
What are you, 27 now?
I'm 28.
28?
Whenever I think of hamburger, though, I'm never thinking I'm going to put it on toast, essentially.
And you've never had a patty melt. You're 28.
I'm like, if it's a hamburger, put it on a bun. That's how I've always. A hoagie roll or whatever they're called.
Okay. All right. Take your child to the library day. Absolutely.
Sure.
Yeah. Draw a library card, get one.
Definitely.
Go there.
Going great.
We got great libraries in our
county. Yeah, we're showing out when it comes to libraries.
We do. It is Sunday. Nick Nolte turns 85.
Okay.
And newsman Ted Koppel is 86. And composer, conductor John Williams is 94.
Legend.
Well, yeah.
Greatest of all time. People don't give him enough credit. But when it comes to making movie music, there's probably not somebody that you are hearing more than John Williams.
Yeah.
Harry Potter, Jurassic Park, Star Wars. I mean, he's Indiana
list,
Jones.
Yeah,
he's
list been goes every, on.
Yeah.
Cool. 1692, a doctor in Salem Village, Massachusetts Bay Colony, suggested that two girls in the family of the village minister may be suffering from bewitchment, leading to the Salem witch trials. 1692. Dark days.
Those man. Were,
those
yeah.
were dark days.
Yeah, those, now that, you know what's funny? Again, this is one of those things. It's now, if you go to Salem, Massachusetts, it's kind of like a tourist attraction.
Right.
Like that's, they kind of, they're like, hey, we're Salem, Massachusetts. You know what happened here? We burn people at the stake, but kind of cool, you know?
Yeah, I know, right?
It's really weird.
Yeah, it is. That is weird. Yeah, darkness in those days. Those dark times. 1910, the Boy Scouts. I don't know a better description to use than that. It's just, it was a dark time. Just a really dark time.
I guess it does kind of just show the ability for humans in general to take something like that and be like, well, we're going to make the best of this. We're going to make this a tourist attraction in the 21st century.
I know. 1910, the Boy Scouts of America, incorporated by William Boyce. 1910. Yeah. 1922, President Warren G. Harding introduced the first radio in the White House. Good job, Warren. Jamming on the radio. 1922, 1998, the first female ice hockey game in Olympic history. Finland beat Sweden 6-0.
That continues today. Olympic hockey going on today, literally.
Yeah. Little Olympic trivia here for you, James.
Mm-hmm.
1960, Winter Olympics in Squaw Valley, California, saw the invention of the instant replay after officials asked a TV network to review tape of a missed gate.
That's funny.
That's what started instant replay, 1960
That's
Olympics.
Interesting.
Isn't that interesting?
They're like, hey, let's make this a normal thing.
We can incorporate this all over the place.
let's make this. Why don't we make this game that only takes about an hour and a half? Let's make it an extra 30 minutes slower.
Yeah, let's do that. 1980, Olympic Village in Lake Placid, New York, was designed as a federal prison and was converted into a medium security correctional facility after the games were over. So
way to put
your brains together and go, hey, we're going to do this Olympic Village, but we're going to design it this way so we can use it after it's over with rather than just sit there.
I'd imagine it's probably easier for a lot of places for Winter Olympic stuff to be reincorporated into stuff versus like, because you'll look at like, I think it was Brazil that hosted a couple, like almost 10 years ago now. Wow, that's weird to think about. And like a lot of those stadiums in Brazil now that they use for those Olympic events are just abandoned. Yeah. They're basically big parking lots.
I know. During the 1964 Winter Games, the Austrian army had to transport 40,000 cubic meters of snow to the slopes because they didn't have any snowfall.
Dang.
Yeah. We got to know that feeling, right? We might be transporting some snow from somewhere.
Not that foreign for us.
The sport of bobsled gets its name from early crews who would bob back and forth to gain momentum at the start of the race.
Yeah.
They didn't know, so they were doing it. They didn't know what to call it. I wonder what they called it before.
Wasn't it, what's the...
So they just said, hey, let's just call this bobsledding. They're bobbing back and forth.
Yeah, I don't know what they called it.
I wonder what they called it beforehand.
The one that I'm thinking of is skeleton, which is hilarious.
Yes, I agree.
Same idea, but not as many people.
Potato Lovers Day on Sunday.
Sure.
Big Game Day. Super Chicken Wing Day.
Yeah, makes sense.
Pork Rind Day.
Right.
Every food you can mention. I'm not going to go through all of them.
Party Food Day.
Autism Sunday. Cool.
There you go.
Yes.
Yeah.
I have a niece and nephew who are autistic.
Oh. All right. I didn't know that.
Yes. Boy Scout Day.
Sure.
Sunday. Laugh and get rich. Wouldn't that be nice?
That's, man, the dream.
Okay, I'm laughing. Are we getting rich
there
yet?
There we go.
Are we getting rich?
Wow, money's James? Flying into my bank account.
Exactly. Uh-oh, world's longest snake, James.
Oh, great.
Guinness confirmed it. Python found it in Indonesia. Guess how big, James? How many feet?
I'm going to say 17 feet.
23 feet.
Ugh.
8 inches. Put a tape measure down. Do this. Put a tape measure down and put 23 feet, 8 inches on the ground.
Good Lord. I'm looking at the picture of it. This is terrifying.
Isn't that? Woo! Man. We don't have to worry about that. You know what we're going to worry about this weekend? We're going to worry about getting outside and enjoying a beautiful weekend.
Yeah.
Right?
Definitely.
James got Swap Shop. Hey, buy, sell, and trade. Get rolling. 8 o'clock, Fox News on the way. You're listening to KROE Sheridan. Good morning. Man,